Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette is joining us right now, and Ray is brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years. LGKG.com. Good morning to you, Ray. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well.
Ray, are the Steelers going to win the AFC North?
Well, too early for that. You know, we probably had the same discussion last year when they were 10-3 or something similar in November, early December. I still think, even though Jackson is injured, and even though that defense is bad in Baltimore, I think the Ravens are going to find a way to outscore people. They're still going to be in the hunt. I don't know if they're going to be able to be a top seed anymore, but I think it's going to come down to the Steelers and Ravens at the end, like it always does almost every year. So, the more things change, the more things stay the same. But I think the Steelers have a better chance than they did a month ago, but I'm not convinced the Ravens are going away.
Ray, what will they do with wide receiver number two? Obviously Calvin Austin is hurt. Are they gonna go by committee and just rely on Ben Skowronek or Anthony Miller to uphold those duties? Or are they having even more faith in putting Roman Wilson in a little bit more to be a part of that group?
Yeah, I was down there yesterday and just reading between the lines, I think Roman's going to get a shot, but I still think they're kind of learning about him and what his game is and how he can help the football team. And, you know, what I mean by that is Ben Skowronek, they know how they could utilize him. He's going to go in there. He's going to block great. He's going to catch a pass or two here and there, but you know what his role is. Scotty Miller is the guy who could play every position. So there's a lot of trust in Scotty Miller. And I just think the Steelers coaches are looking around and saying, okay, we know we have a talent here in Roman Wilson. How can we best utilize him? And I just don't think that they've figured that out yet. Now, the good news is, just in talking to Skowronek and a few other guys yesterday, it doesn't seem like it's a long-term thing with Calvin. Maybe a couple of games here and there will probably won't get word on that until next week because Tomlin doesn't talk during the bye week, but that's the good news. Austin will eventually be back, and in the interim, you're right, it's going to be by committee, but I got a feeling it's going to be more Skowronek and Miller than Roman Wilson.
How about more big hoss formations with Darnell Washington and then number 74 nipple rubber reported as eligible? Is that something you expect to see a lot more of going forward? This first time the Steelers ran the ball well for a full 60 minutes. Is this who they want to be with that kind of personnel?
I was wondering the same thing. So we had a chance to talk to a lot of the assistant coaches yesterday, and I asked Pat Meyer that, you know, can we expect to see that every game? And, you know, the indications I got from Pat and from Arthur Smith, just talking to them yesterday, was it was more exploiting a Vikings weakness than it was something they could count on week in and week out. So, you know, maybe they saw something on the edge guys with Minnesota that they felt like Spencer would do a good job and they could sort of collapse that. And, you know, you saw what Gainwell did. It was very impressive. But I don't want to say that's a gimmick, but I don't think you can get by with that week in and week out. Eventually, they're going to have to be effective running the ball with their five offensive linemen and whatever tight end personnel groupings they have out there. But it was encouraging to see them finally get on a roll there with the running game, even though it, you know, sort of had to be manufactured in the way it was.
Ray, how do they deploy Nick Herbig and Alex Highsmith when Alex Highsmith is healthy?
Yeah, it's a great problem to have. I mean, I the way I look at it now, Doran, they have three starters. And it's going to be up to the coaches, Denzel Martin, Tom Montero Austin. They're going to have to figure out ways to utilize Nick Herbig once Highsmith does come back. Now, we know the strengths of Highsmith. You know, he's going to set the edge. He's a good pass rusher, but he's not the pass rusher that Nick Herbig is. And it seems like Nick affects the game more when he's in there from a pass rushing perspective. So that's something they're going to have to figure out. But you ask any coach down there, they're going to tell you that's a good problem to have. Anytime you have a lot of good players at one position, that's a good problem.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us. Of course, he is from the Post-Gazette. He's on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Your expectation on how long Jalen Ramsey will be out, Ray?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a couple of games as well. You know, it's a shame because Joey Porter was scheduled to come back. And Joey got hurt in the first game. And we listened to Tomlin all summer talk about the plans that he had for the secondary and how they were going to, you know, attack these teams with their coverage and putting guys on islands. And we might not see it until the second half of the season. And that's unfortunate. You know, the good news is they figured out ways to win when Porter's been hurt, when Trice has been hurt. Now they're going to have to figure out how to do it with Ramsey. Now, I will tell you this. It's going to be a little bit more challenging with Ramsey just because he played everywhere. Played outside, played in the slot, played safety. They got bodies back there. You know, they got Chuck Clark and Thornhill and, you know, they got Eccles. But do you have someone who could be as effective as Jalen Ramsey was? I don't think so. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But, yeah, you got the bye this week, but I still think it's probably going to be a couple of games for Ramsey with that hamstring.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ray, what a Patrick Queen. He's a guy that we didn't notice as much for the first couple games. He got better and better each game, but I thought he just flashed big time in the last game against the Vikings. Yeah. I mean, he seems to be coming into his own at the middle linebacker spot.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because it was almost like he had a great game, but he was overshadowed by Peyton Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Like Peyton Wilson had 13 tackles, and he had the play of the game that dominated the conversation for the next couple of days. But you're right, Patrick Queen had 11 tackles in that game. He's playing fast. He's reading very well right now. And it just seems like the Steelers have been playing faster against the Patriots in this past game against the Vikings, and it just seemed like – not just Patrick, but everyone was a little bit tentative in those first two games. So when they play fast, they're much better. You see the results in the turnovers. You see the results in pressuring the passer. And it's not just in the sack numbers. I mean, the sack numbers are really impressive, but how many hits did they have on Carson Wentz? How many times did you see him get up and, like, hold his ribs? I mean, that was impressive to watch. And it seems like not only the inside backers, but everyone on that defense now is starting to play fast. And that's good news for that Steelers defense.
I hope you guys don't think this is overstating it, but I really thought it looked like an SEC defensive front against, like, a group of five team on Sunday.
Yes.
I mean, Carson Wentz was constantly under pressure. I think they've been credited now with 52 pressures through their last two games. That's the Steelers defense we had been hoping to see. On the offensive side, Ray, just 7 catches for 65 yards for Pat Freiermuth, who barely played at all on Sunday. What's your level of concern there and their overall tight end usage through a quarter of the season?
Yeah, I mean, he's saying all the right things. I'm sure deep down he's frustrated. I think anyone in his situation would be. We just got done talking about the big personnel package. That's going to happen from week to week. But they got to get Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth more involved. You know, we talked last week. You know, the talk went into the Vikings game was how do they get DK Metcalf on track? Do they have to force feed him the ball? And they finally did that. They found ways to get him the ball. And I'm wondering during the bye week, are they going to sit down and figure out, okay, we have these two tight ends. We're paying them a combined $20 million this season. Let's figure out a way to utilize them as well. You know, it's hard because Arthur loves his personnel packages. Guys are in and out, not only snap to snap, but game to game and week to week. So it's hard to get everyone involved on a consistent basis, but I agree with you guys. They got to get Pat and Jonnu more involved. They're good players, and they just haven't used them very well through the first four games of the season.
Ray, the Steelers, I want to save this for the next segment. So I'll ask you a different question here, Ray. Are the Steelers, and this is a broad one, through four games, are the Steelers a better football team, a worse football team, the same compared to your expectations now that you've got to see them for a month?
I mean, I'm encouraged by what I saw against the Vikings, but it's got to be consistent. And you'll see, if they're 5-1, because listen, they should beat the Browns at home. On a short week on the road, they should still go to Cincinnati and beat a backup quarterback in Jake Browning. So if that consistency is there and they continue to find ways to win, I will be impressed. But we all know what's coming. The schedule is going to get tougher in the second half of the season. They're going to have to get their communication issues ironed out. There's still a lot to work on, but the run defense has improved. The running game improved one game against the Vikings, and they finally figured out a way to use Metcalf. So, yeah, I think, you know, as Tomlin says, the arrow is pointed up. We just got to see if they can keep it going on a consistent basis here.
Raymundo, you're a gentleman and a scholar, and we appreciate you joining us every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys. See you next week.
Thanks, Ray.
All right, pal. That is Ray Fittipaldo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.